Actually, when I took that photo, which is like way back in the year 2016.
Yeah.
So I called my master. He actually said that he also didn't know how a real spiritual thing looked like, you know. Hi, my name is Violet.
My name is Raihan.
My name is Wayne.
My name is Kyle.
And this is Tales from Incredible Tales. Together with some very special guests, we're taking a look back at Incredible Tales, a horror anthology that aired on Channel 5 from 2004 to 2017. We will also be asking our guests to share their scary stories.
Our guest for this episode is Violet Finning.
Hello.
Hi, Violet.
Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you too.
You're on a very nice episode number. Episode number
13. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Number 13.
Okay. Lucky number 13.
Violet is a DJ at Mediacorp Radio Love 972. She has lit up the airways for more than 25 years. Her warmth, friendliness, and wit have endeared her to many listeners. Relating her real-life experience as a mother, Violet won over many followers with whom she connects over topics such as healthcare and family. It's good to have you, Violet, here.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
No worries. We're glad to have you.
How's the set? Do you like the set?
Quite scary, especially long hair girl. Yeah.
This is why I never turn around.
This whole season, he's seen.
But he's okay because it's behind him. But yeah. I'm looking at her,
Yeah, that's true. For me, when I turn, I see her.
So, yeah.
I also direct. Yeah, so it's a prop. Yeah. But keep telling yourself it's a prop.
It's a prop.
It doesn't move on his
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good one.
Yep.
So anyway, in every episode of Tales from Incredible Tales, we'll explore a different theme as to how it ties to some of the classic Incredible Tales episodes.
So for this episode, we're looking at those experiences where we're not sure what we're seeing or have seen or have even caught on camera. The incidents that make us ask other people, did you see that too? This episode's theme was inspired by paper burning from season one. A boy waiting at a bus stop alone at night sees an old woman burning paper money across the street. It's not the Hungry Ghost Month. Why would she be burning money? Curiosity overtakes him and the boy walks over to the old woman, a decision he'd regret later.
Wow.
Oh. It's like nightmare for you, man.
I don't
know. But sometimes I do see people like, even if it's not 7 months, you still need to burn this incense paper thing.
I wouldn't dare go
15,
any of them.
15.
Every 15 of the month. Is it?
Sometimes 15, sometimes it's...
No, sometimes it's because your luck is not so good. Then you go and see the master. The master will ask you to, you have to burn this, burn that to let you have better luck or chase away your ill luck or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. So there's a specific ritual that you have to do.
Yeah.
Following what your master has.
Correct.
Okay.
So sometimes it's like that. But this one is, I don't think so. If it's the master's instruction, you won't be so scary.
And it's like he's just very curious, like the ghost already warned him, don't come near. Then he still go and like ask, then he will get. So what happened after is basically he woke up in the middle of a cemetery. Right next to the grave of auntie, which is
so scary.
So that's why that's why
the auntie dragged him to the grave.
I don't know lah. Maybe he dreamwalked or something lah. So the next thing you know, he already wake up at the cemetery next to the grave. So it's like a lesson learned lah. Don't be so kepo lah. You know, sometimes
No. Hey.
Why you laugh until like that?
I know what he's thinking.
I am definitely not gonna. If I see something like that, if I see an old lady burning in the middle of the night. Mm. And like, there's nobody else around. I'm definitely not going.
Yeah, you try to like pretend you never see.
Correct or not?
And then sing song, and then quickly walk off.
I wouldn't even sing.
Worst still, if she call out to me, I'll pretend I don't hear.
Correct. I won't also.
Yeah. But do you remember watching all these episodes of Incredible Tales back then?
I quite scary lah. So sometimes it's like, I don't really dare to do that much.
Are you a fan of horror shows or?
Like to watch, but I don't really dare to, you know. So sometimes it's like I might avoid lah. Yeah. Especially if let's say it's at night, I won't watch.
Something but, like you're calling them or something. Like
yeah, that. Yeah, correct.
Applies
correct.
When you're talking about them also.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm like, oops.
But I think they are harmless lah.
Yeah.
And then they like to see us celebrities, you know, because every day to them is like they're watching show. So sometimes I will tell myself, say, okay, I'll do a good show today, you know, my radio show. I'll do a good show for you. And then, yeah. Please enjoy. You. Know?
You.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's like both the living and non-living.
Yeah, but of course you observe the rules, lah, right? Mm. You're obviously a veteran in the scene.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is a lot of rules that we will tend to follow. Unspoken rules are like in production. Before this show, we also got pray and burn. Mm. Must look at the dates.
Mm. Okay.
What about yourself, Violet? Do you have the ability to sense? Mm.
Not really, but you all actually know that there's this photo of I know that you all are waiting for this. Like, because all along, I didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because I wasn't ready. And then I think that maybe they might not be happy.
Mm.
So after I consulted my masters, then he actually said that, okay, like, you can go ahead to talk about it, then it should be okay. Because they also want us to know that they are around.
Yep.
You know. Mm. And it's really quite traumatized for me, you know, when I saw that photo myself. Actually, when I took that photo, which is like way back in the year 2016.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
2016. And then I remember it's on the 30th of May. 30th or 31st of May. And then I was invited to be the guest for Body SOS, which is a health TV show. Mm-hmm. So my friend, she's actually a nutritionist. She said that she wants to go and have a look. So she said she wants to be the personal assistant of mine for that day. So it's okay, I brought her in. So I asked her to take a photo of me, you see, for my OOTD because my clothes was sponsored. So then she took a photo of me, but I don't really like it. So I never mind, I take selfie better. So I saw a table down there. So I put my camera on the table, and then I did a selfie. I wasn't happy, so I took another time. I think I took a few selfies, you know, continuously. So then suddenly I took one photo. Then I remember her saying, hey, why suddenly the sky is dark, you know? And then I don't feel that because I was focusing on taking photos. I say, got meh? I say, never mind. I think maybe it's a passing cloud. I just say that, you know. After that, the assistant producer called me and said, hey, quickly, you got to report to the studio already. So I walked from the radio building to the theater, which is that corridor. Okay, then I walked. Okay, then nothing happened. Then the next day, I was on the way to Genting Highlands. We had our small family short holiday. So then the 3 days in Genting, I didn't dare to sleep.
Mm.
It's very bothering me. And then because I'm overseas, so I didn't want to like call my master or things like that. You see? Mm. I say, must wait until I get back. So when I get back, it's like, well, every day I feel very uncomfortable. So I call my master. He actually says that he also didn't know how a real spiritual thing looked like, you know. So when he see this photo, he say, wow, actually it's like this, you know. So he actually can sense because they also have the sixth sense, something like that. You can feel one, right? That is when they see the photo, they also think that it's a real spiritual thing, you know. So okay, after that, I was quite bothered. Then I didn't want to talk about it in the office or things like that. Then I know that Marcus Chin, he knows some masters as well. So I still want to verify some more, you see. So I asked him, you have any master to help me something? Then he said, what? Then I sent him this photo. So he said, okay, he'll go and ask. Then he go and send to the group chat of a variety show production team. And that's how this photo
became viral.
Leaked out. Oh yeah. So so in the end, the next moment, I got a call from Quan Yifeng. You say, sister, please tell me that it's not true. You actually altered this photo and doctor it or something like that. Then I say, no, I didn't know how to doctor a photo then, you see. Okay, now I know lah. Now I can be true and all that, you know. Okay, then she said, please tell me it's not true. I say, no, actually, sister, I don't know how to doctor any photos and things like that. I also want to know how I should go about doing this, you see. How to gather myself back and things like that. I'm also very scared. So she said, I want to cry already. She said from now on, she didn't dare to go to, she won't dare to go to MediaCorp anymore or something like that, you see. She said she wanted to cry. So she said, okay lah, all the best, okay. Then after that, a few days later, she called me back again. No, she actually went to see, to ask her master also. Then the master said, actually, this is really, maybe it's because of that moment, you see. That moment when I take my photo, it's just nice, it's the... Sandu空间, that kind of thing.
Just nice, the frequency match.
Frequency just match. That's how I got it. And then if you see clearly at the door, there's another one, you know.
Yes. Mm. Do you saw that initially?
No. I didn't know. It's somebody else told me. Then I enlarged, there's another one.
That's the theory, is that that's the head of that thing.
Oh my God.
So the body here, the head behind.
Yeah. Okay, then the Chen Yifeng, she come and tell me, she said that, actually, it's good luck for you.
Yeah.
Because for celebrity, surely we will attract spirits to be with us, because they will want to see us. Actually, they are protecting us.
Yeah.
Oh. So they say that, yeah, actually you it's good for you.
It's a form of admiration.
Yeah.
Like humans are like fans from the beyond. That's what we always call it, fans from the beyond.
Yeah. So she say that you don't have to be afraid lah. Yeah. That's what.
So do you feel like your luck improved after that incident?
Okay lah. So far so good.
So far so good.
Okay, good, please continue to protect me. Thank you.
So I just want to confirm one thing, is that when you took the selfie, were you alone or with your friend?
Yeah. With my friend.
But your friend is away lah. It's just,
my friend is just in front of me here.
So you press the selfie yourself.
I press myself.
So your friend was facing in the direction where the figure was.
No leh. Oh. I think she's looking at me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, looking at me. And then I think the figure was the other side. Yeah.
So
the friend should have seen if the figure
passed by. But the friend didn't see lah.
No, I don't think she see leh.
So it was at the radio tower of Caldecott.
Radio, between the radio tower, is a corridor along radio building and the theatre.
Oh.
I think should be, it's still a radio building, right?
Should be. Right? It's because on the hill, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. With the big tree.
But that passage is really quite quiet. La.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rarely people use.
Rarely.
Yeah. Okay, so just a question. When it happened to you, right, at that point of time, did you dare to cross that same path anymore?
Or? After that, no, really. And then for that few months, luckily we are going to shift. It was before the shifting, two or three months before the shifting. So that 2 or 3 months, whenever I have weekend duties, because weekend normally not many people in the in the MediaCorp. So I asked my friend along to accompany me to do my radio show. So very quiet.
Is it the same friend?
Yes.
So what did your friend felt?
Also quite scared lah. She's also quite scared. Yeah. But yeah.
Very good leh, your friend.
Yeah.
You all the way.
She still can accompany me, you know. And then I think I have other friends also lah. She's not free, then I ask another friend. Because that time I did the evening weekend show. So it's I think it's 5 to 8. Then 8 o'clock, I didn't dare to walk out my house, right?
Yeah, someone is at the record. Old one, right?
Yeah. Then my another colleague, Xiao Ying, Wendy, she came and asked me about this, you know. When I talk about it that time, the poster dropped, you know.
In the radio?
Radio Conti.
Oh my God.
When what we were poster? Talking, but...
What poster?
It's a celebrity, some celebrity poster.
Ayo.
But your face is not on the poster, right?
No lah, no. Okay. I think some artist, I forgot what which singer already. It was pasted on the Conti, on the door of the Conti. And then it dropped, no? It's like, I said, better stop talking. Better stop talking about it.
Or maybe it's like, wow, it's me. Let me say, I'm listening.
Yeah, could be, huh?
Could be. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes.
When you ask your master, did the master explain to you what kind of entity or spirit was it? Or it was just there?
I think it's only a passerby. It's just
he said lah.
Yeah. Passing. It seems but, like it also.
But like it's wearing ancient Chinese wear.
Yeah.
Very specific ancient Chinese wear.
Yes. Yeah. And then they actually went to MediaCorp wardrobe to check whether anybody signed out this outfit or not, you know. No, nobody.
Yeah, because you know some people might think it's an act or you know there's a show somewhere wearing their attire.
And I heard that one department actually took my photo to go and see I think they have this app or something to go and see whether it's doctored or not. You know.
Oh wow.
It's not.
I remember when I downloaded the photo, then I go and see. Wow, the hair stand. Really, the hair really stand. Yeah. It's like the first, you get scared two times. The first time is when you see the headless thing. Second time is when you realize there's another head behind the door. Then you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was another one until you told me.
Right.
Yeah. And then when I zoom in, oh my goodness, it was looking straight to.
So,
do you still have the photo?
Actually, my sister asked me to delete it straight away.
Yeah.
So I did, I deleted. But in the end, it was saved in my cloud.
So that was your first, was it your first experience back then, there?
It sort of, yes. Yeah. Wow. But in my dreams, I can actually, how to say, I remember my grandmother, when she passed away, I actually dreamt about her, you know, because that time I was like feeding her medicine every time to, you know, to ease her pain. So when she was about to pass away in the hospital, I dreamt about her asking me to give her medicine, you know, to feed her medicine. So I did lah. So after that, the phone rang and then she, the news was like,
wow.
Then after she passed away for I think a few weeks later, I actually dreamt about her flying in through the window, you know. And then I said, why you come back? She said, yeah, come back. Then she went into her room to dig something, you know, from her very ancient wooden box.
Chest.
Yeah, something like that. So I was like, what are you looking for? She said that, I got this flowery brown color outfit, you know. She said she's looking for that. I said, got me. Then I remember her wearing that before, you see. I said, I see, okay. Then after that, I woke up. So the next morning, I told my mom. Then my mom went to look into that chest, the box, really have. So in the end, we just burned
for her.
And
then after a few years later, I dreamt about her again. No, suddenly I appear inside a garden, very beautiful garden. And then everybody wearing all those ancient clothes, you know. Those ancient clothes in the emperor that kind of era. So I suddenly saw my grandma. I said, grandma. Then she said, how come you're here? I said, I also don't know. Suddenly I appear here. Then he said, so you're here. She said, yes. She said she's now serving the Jade Emperor.
Whoa. So, okay, I want to tell you one more thing. I'm a very firm believer of fate. Everything happens for everything is already set out already. 缘分 lah. So, as you are talking about the Jade Emperor, right? Do you know today the date is the 9th of the Chinese New Year, 29th? Which is the same date that you pray to the Jade Emperor.
Or blessing. Gong, right?
Today?
Yes.
Today.
And that's why today is actually a good day lah, in a sense to film these kind of things. Because you basically squash the yin energy with massive yang energy.
So I'm blessed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very interesting. Yeah. I'm sure you heard a lot during the Calder Court days. What's one scariest story you have heard?
Oh, the Sharon thing. Is it? It's called Sharon, right? There's this little girl.
I don't know. Say, I got Sharon.
What? Oh, you didn't know?
No. I'm very new in
this. He's not from Calder Court.
I heard that this little girl, I think she was burnt. To death by fire.
Oh my god.
Then she always come to the studio to help the DJs to pack the CDs and things like that, you know. Sometimes there was once I forgot which DJ. The CD dropped, you know. Then the next moment she did her on air, okay? her talk set, finished already. Then the CD was like packed properly for her back. You know?
Wow. Oh, wow.
Something like this. Like, this is what
That's very nice of her.
Very nice of her.
It's a young girl.
Small little girl.
Is it Ang Mo?
Yes.
Ang Mo.
I think so. Leh.
Okay.
Which is what I heard. But I don't really remember that clearly.
Did it happen to you?
No la. But sometimes I might hear something. I say, "Hey, shut up la. I want to I want to do my
extra sound.
Don't disturb me, ha."
Extra sound, right?
Yeah.
If let's say in a situation like, okay, because just not earlier on we were watching about this boy, you know, he accidentally bumped into something that he's supposed to stay away from. In any case where you're in that position, you see something weird happening, will you approach? Ignore and just...
Just pretend and never see la. Why go and...
Like, what's the point of trying to... Mm. You mentioned right just now. You won't do it.
But I'm a coward. So, you know, for me, the answer is very simple. I'm like, if I see it, nope. Sometimes, for all I know, I might be a normal person, but I'm like, no. Why take that risk?
Then the next moment, I'll go and see my sifu.
Straight away.
To ask for some food or something like that.
Okay. What about yourself?
I mean, I'm in no sense a spiritual master or anything, but I think that sometimes they show themselves to you for a reason.
Mm.
So for me, I won't be like straight away run. I will see the situation.
Mm.
Yeah, but I would rather not help because once you get involved, then they know. It's like you become that one guy. Hey, this guy can help. They all come. Imagine you're invisible. Nobody can see you. Then suddenly someone can see you. You confirm go and find that person. Then your friends will also go and find that person.
I remember there's another encounter, you know, 2009. We rented a flat. And then this flat, apparently we didn't know. But I do feel that it's quite, you know, like not so bright. We want to rent a place for 1 year. Well, we probably go and look for another one. So we just rented that flat. And it's very near my in-law house, you see. So it's like, this is the best place. So we just moved in. So that time, my son kept crying, you know. He said he saw something on the wall, you know, very scary. And he kept crying. So we thought that it's actually shadow, the car, you know, got this shadow, reflecting the shadow down there. So I said, no, it's not. He said, really got something, very scared. Every time he's very scared. The time he was only 4 years old. So one day before we ship out, the neighbor then come and tell me. He said, this house is not clean. I said, huh? Really? Then she said, you know, the neighbor upstairs and downstairs actually says that every day, daytime, we were partying in the house, which we are not at home at all. You know? So we didn't know about it. So until she told me, then it was like quite scary.
And you stayed there for 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was quite scary. Then in the end, then I told my family about it. Then my maid heard. My maid say yes. She say every night, sometimes she will hear some noise. There's this voice telling her to help her, you know, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Crying and then they help me. And then she's like, that's why my maid wanted to leave, you know.
Oh.
Once, but in the end, she saw me like, I was pregnant then, you know. Then she stayed la. But after that, she said she really heard voices. Okay, and another station colleague, okay, she actually said that old MediaCorp, I think she hosted a midnight show. And then after that, she went up now to the office, you know, to the third floor. Last time was on the third floor. So we went up, studio on basement one. Then she went to the third floor to pack her things and like that. Then suddenly the corridor, the lights like on off like disco, you know, on off. Then she shouted, you know, I'm going to pack my things. You don't come and catch up me. You don't disturb me. She scold backwards. some Chinese backwards. Then please let me settle my things. I can go home already. Okay, then I won't disturb you. Then really, then the corridor suddenly lighted up, and then never do the blinking thing already. And then she quickly back and go.
Yeah. I think the ghost knows that I cannot scare this person.
She's cold. Must go one. Must go one.
Depends. If let's say you are like, you're scared already, then you try to act brave, they can feel. Some of them, they can even read your thoughts. So there's no way to fake it. Maybe your colleague is really the garang one.
Yeah.
No, I don't care. I want to go home already.
Yeah. Don't come and disturb me.
Okay, so this question is for everyone. What question would you ask someone to tell if they are a ghost? Aside from, are you a ghost, obviously?
What question to ask?
Yeah, if like you see one.
How can you tell that somebody's a ghost?
Because I know I think we mentioned like some people with the eye, they cannot differentiate whether you're a ghost or you're human.
Yeah.
So in this case, let's say you see one, how do you ask a question if...
No, I think I won't ask it. I'll pretend that it's actually a human being, no? If let's say I can't differentiate, then okay, what?
Actually, yeah, that's true. Huh?
If really they look scary, then you already know. You don't have to ask already, ma.
Option three.
Option three.
Ignore. It's just that some people, they have quite a big mouth. Like imagine if someone really looks like a hantu. It's like, hey, why you look like a hantu? And that turns out really hantu.
To be fair, that's actually a really good question. Because the worst case scenario is it's a real person and you just insulted them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then...
Yeah. That's a nice way to circumvent it.
Yeah.
But are you a ghost? Why you look like ghost?
Right. If it's an actual person and you might offend them, sorry then.
Because if they do look like a ghost, I'll just go, are you okay? So it's the nicer version of, why you look like hantu? It's like, you seem unwell. I don't know what kind of response I'll get lah.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So are you okay?
So for me, I think what I would do is I will borrow money from the person. Let me $1,000. So if the money come out, right, or extra zero, then you know lah. Then normally when if it's human, why you want to lend so much money?
That is true.
If it's ghost, come later, give you the money, then you go back home, change to a different note.
Oh, that's
good. No. Then they give you 4D.
I don't want that.
They give you
4D. You have to give something back. I don't want.
Yeah.
So I will ask, because normal humans are like, siao, I want to lend you $1,000 for what?
But really, they will give you notes. If they are ghosts, I don't know whether.
I mean, ghost stories is, you know, the usual taxi uncle drive midnight. And this young woman asks, I want to go to somewhere near Lim Chu Kang.
Oh, yeah.
And he drive, then pay him with notes. Then after he go home, it's actually hell notes.
Oh, in Malay context, usually they will give you like real notes. Yeah. But then when you go home, it turns into leaves.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Could be that also.
All right. Violet, it's been great having you here.
Thank you.
Before we go, we always like to wrap up with something we call our morbid fact of the day. Today's morbid fact, Kyle.
So, you know ghost photographs, right? Talking about ghost photographs. Can you guess whether what photo is the very, very first ghost photograph?
Long hair figure?
No lah. No. I think the last time long hair not in trend yet.
Not in trend. It used to be curly.
So it's the twofold. So the first photograph of a ghost, right, wasn't actually a photograph, but actual etching of ghosts on Babylon clay. So you know like the ancient, almost like the Egyptian, the etching, right? But it's the ancient people, they etch out the ghosts.
Oh,
wow. 3,500 years ago. So
they
that means...
Draw.
Yeah, they draw the ghosts. So that means people 3.5K years ago already saw ghosts.
See, people say ghost hunting is trendy now. It's been going on for quite some time.
That's true.
But you need to etch out the ghost, eh?
Hey, that's dedication.
It's like how much time you need to like go and like hit the thing, then you start etching it out.
Can you imagine if you had seen the ghost, then you from memory have to be like,
yeah,
she looked like
Yeah.
But how sure is it was a ghost that they saw?
The studies lah. So like people, the archaeologists, they study the
Babylonian.
Then they can depict it lah. It's like how the Egyptians, everything about the Egyptians, like the afterlife, they have a lot of the death thing also. Yeah. Ghosts and all. Yeah.
Oh, etching of ghosts. Is it in some museum right now? Or?
Yes. Definitely.
All right. Thank you so much, Violet, for joining us today. Thank you for the sharing as well. And thank you to all of you out there for tuning in to Tales from Incredible Tales. New episodes go up on every Thursday and Tuesday evening on YouTube and MeWatch and on podcast platforms such as MeListen, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
My name is Violet.
My name is Wayne.
My name is Kyle.
My name is Raihan, and we will see you next time. Tales from Incredible Tales was hosted by Raihan Yaakob, Wayne Ray, and Kyle Ong, with special guest Violet Fern Ng. Directed and produced by Kyle Ong. Written by Wayne Ray. Assistant director, Chin Sin Wei. Director of photography, Sherwin Chua. Gaffer, Jonathan Chan. Art director, Jolene Lim. Sound by Audrey Lee. Hair and makeup by Bino Lim. Behind the scenes footage shot by Bernard Lee. Production assistant, Jasmine Hain. Studio support by Citrus. Post-production by Fudge. Motion graphics by Jolene Lim. Special thanks to Danny Cordy from MediaCorp. Tales from Incredible Tales is a production of Hantu and MediaCorp. Follow the podcast on the MeListen app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Thank you for listening.